Just one more. Look, it's good to come to an annual meeting and not have to ask the auditor to explain why he reckons the company's worth $5 billion and the market reckons it's worth $2.5 billion, which is what's happened at Fairfax yesterday, Babcock, a whole bunch of other ones. So we're claiming we're worth $85 billion and the market cap's about $140 billion. So clearly it's good that we're on the conservative side. I'm just wondering why we don't value our brand at all. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any intangibles on the balance sheet. We've talked about the brand, the advertising. I would have thought your brand is one of your most valuable assets. Yeah, we have this massive figure for work in progress at 82 million. So, I mean, how does an auditor get his mind around what that work in progress is worth 82 million, and why don't we properly value our brand on our balance sheet?
Well, I'll certainly ask either Andrew or Wayne to address the question of valuation of brand. Having sat on the board of the Commonwealth Bank, I know how risky that little exercise is. But of course, work in progress can be financially identified, you know, whilst there is some subjectivity in it, in the sense of one has to make some guesstimates, but nevertheless, it's, you know, it's, if they're dollars that are clearly noted. On legal files, and they are literally counted in order to get to that figure. But perhaps Wayne or Andrew, you'd like to comment on the valuing brands?
I'm not an expert on accounting standards, but I understand the accounting standards provide a pretty good explanation for why you can't value the intangible in the existing business. You certainly will see on the balance sheet some goodwill attributed to the acquisition, and my understanding is that's a function of the accounting standards, but Wayne is here nodding his head, so I don't think I've stuffed that up too badly. And that's the logical explanation. In terms of the work in progress, there is a very rigorous process for the auditing and evaluation of our work in progress. It's been in place since 1999. So as a private business, we've had audited accounts. And without going into too much of the how it's done technically, systems and processes I refer to actually record the value of each of our 26,500 individual client matters. So I guess what you need to understand is that in the makeup of that work in progress, there's a huge breadth. So you've got lots of little in the work in progress, and that's done by, so the auditors come in and literally test. They go back historically and ensure that the held values are reflective of the values that we've recovered historically. And that's been a process that before Pitchers, Ernst & Young undertook, and it's a very rigorous process. So we have absolute confidence in those numbers. They wouldn't be there unless we did. And because of the spread, if you like, there is very little volatility. It's very predictable in our hands.
Okay.
Anything to add, Wayne, or anything to add, Peter?
Yeah. No, the only thing is the valuation WIP, the accounting policy, how it's done, is actually on page 50 of the accounts.
Thank you very much.
Just to finalise the clarification about the brand, internally generated intangible assets, the accounting stands that specific prohibition about valuing internally generated items. So
that answers that one. Something you didn't know.
It's true.